Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Sunday. And the truth is, the NBA refs are full of shit. Fuck the NBA refs. Yes, I said it. Fuck the NBA refs. Did y'all just see this Lakers game with the Suns going up against the Lakers? The refs are a pain in the fucking ass. Fuck the NBA refs. Who the hell was this bitch with the ponytail and that motherfucker? You know, it's funny. It seems like every time the Lakers play somebody at home, these motherfucking refs have some type of bandana against the Lakers. For real. They always seem to call the fouls for the fucking home team. When the Lakers get bumped and they get fouled, them motherfuckers are quiet than a motherfucking cricket. You don't hear them say shit. AD was getting calls. LeBron was getting calls. But every 5 or 10 fucking minutes, all the Suns were getting foul calls. Somebody said on Twitter, who is this NBA ref? Who is this ref? What the NBA fine her at? You know what? Fuck her. Man, that's some bullshit, man. I'm tired of his shit. Fuck the NBA refs. Fuck all you motherfuckers out there with a bandana against the Lakers. Every fucking time the Lakers are on the damn road, they don't get fucking calls. Ain't this about a bitch, but every 5 or 10 or 15 motherfucking minutes, the Suns were getting calls. Ain't that some shit? Who the hell was that bitch with the ponytail? I don't give a fuck. I don't need to know her and her credentials. Fuck her. She's full of shit. Funny style motherfuckers. These NBA refs love deciding who wins or who lose. They be playing favoritism to the fucking home team. That's a real fucking shit. Fuck the NBA refs. Once again, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. And that's what the hell I'm doing right now. Speaking and preaching the truth. Fuck the NBA refs. You know, I'm the only motherfucker who has free speech on my fucking podcast. Who can say shit without giving a fuck. Because I'm self-made and I ain't entitled to no motherfucking body. I ain't on TV and I ain't famous. And I don't give a fuck what you motherfuckers think about what the fuck I'm saying. You can't cancel shit over here. You got that? Now, these famous motherfuckers y'all look up to, y'all praise and worship, them motherfuckers gotta bite their tongue and kiss people's ass. But not Mr. Cali, a.k.a. DDJ. Not me, motherfucker. So on my podcast, I'm gonna be saying motherfucker and punk ass and bitch a whole fucking lot. It's free speech on this motherfucker. You best believe it. And if you don't like it, you can kiss my fucking ass and turn me off right fucking now. Because you can't judge shit over here. Ain't no canceling shit over here. I'm going to speak my motherfucking mind. I can say shit all your motherfucking famous celebrities can't on this motherfucker. Like I said, fuck the NBA refs. These motherfuckers be playing favoritism. Favoritism when it comes to the Lakers. These motherfuckers love calling fouls when they want to. Ain't that some shit? I'm getting tired of my Lakers not getting calls. But every 5 or 10 motherfucking minutes, whoever they going up against, these motherfuckers, the home team, always get a fucking foul call. Ain't that about a bitch? Damn! Man, that shit pissed me off, y'all. It really fucking pissed me off. You can see clear as day. You gotta be a blind, stupid motherfucker if you think the NBA refs are calling the games down the line. That's some real shit. Fuck the NBA refs. Okay, let me turn this down some. I gotta have the music going. I gotta be vibing to some shit while I'm talking to y'all. All right? Let me go down my list, y'all. There's a lady who got on stage who was dancing with Amalay. I don't know who in the hell that is, but it was some dude on stage. She got on stage and danced with, and she ruined her 7-year relationship with her boyfriend. She was online trying to apologize and try to make it right and shit, you know. And people in the comments were saying no apology needed. Oh, he had you as a replacement or a rebound or some shit. But the sister was trying to make it right, you know. She was trying to apologize to her man, her boyfriend. They was together 7 years. They ain't married or nothing. But she still was trying to apologize and try to make it right, you know. But motherfuckers in the comments was getting on my fucking nerve. Because they was saying, oh, girl, no apology needed. No, girl, you don't need to apologize. That's your typical black woman would say that shit. I said, oh, what you motherfuckers are saying, basically saying, it's okay to cheat if you ain't married. That's what you're saying, huh? You know, y'all love giving women a pass for anything and everything until it's a man. Ain't that some shit? So you mean to tell me anybody can be in a relationship for 7 years, but if they cheat, it's okay. Y'all just love promoting nonsense until you motherfuckers are in the same position. Y'all like making excuses and shit. Now, if that was a man, what would y'all be saying? Y'all quick to give women a pass for anything and every fucking thing until it's a man. Ain't that about a bitch? That's some real fucking shit. Y'all was doing the same for Keke Palmer. She can cheat, Usher, do whatever. Y'all was giving her a motherfucking pass. Then all of a sudden she went to leave her man. Ain't that some shit? Black women get too many fucking passes. Anything they do, they get a motherfucking pass. It's like they perfect. They angels. They don't make mistakes. I'm sick of that shit. Hold the motherfuckers accountable. Just like y'all do men. I'm tired of that shit. That's some real shit, ladies and gentlemen. Man, that makes me so fucking mad. You know what? Yeah, so the sister was trying to apologize and make it right with her man. But see, y'all motherfuckers, y'all don't like that shit. Y'all like trying to promote nonsense and negativity, even though she want to make it right with her man. See, y'all motherfuckers hate to see anybody fucking happy. Y'all want to do that non-intellect petty shit. Talking about, nah, don't apologize, girl. Don't apologize, girl. Ain't that some shit? See, y'all motherfuckers love promoting nonsense. Y'all ain't shit. And that's some real shit. And it shows. You motherfuckers ain't shit. And I'm telling y'all motherfuckers who be all on social media, on Instagram, promoting nonsense. Y'all ain't shit. Motherfucking dumbass, lame ass, unwise ass, typical petty motherfuckers. Y'all ain't shit. That's some real shit. Man. Now, let me go down my fucking list. Now, Tashina Arnold says she can ruin Tyler Perry's career with, I don't know, some type of secrets or some shit. What I would like to know, why would you want to ruin a black man's career? That's typical black women for your ass. That is women in general. They just love ruining a man's career. How about y'all start exposing y'all motherfucking self and let out y'all skeletons and secrets of y'all fucking closet? Y'all won't do that shit, but y'all are quick to ruin a black man's career. Y'all quick to do that shit, huh? But you won't talk about shit you did, huh? Typical black woman, but it's love to judge a motherfucker. We're gonna ruin his career. Ruin his career. Fuck his shit up. Let's get out the bag. But these motherfuckers don't talk about shit they do. But they love to expose everybody else. That's typical black women. Women in general. That's some real shit. And she said something about, Tashina said somebody need to check Oprah or some shit. Why would you want to, I just don't get it. Why would you want to ruin Tyler Perry's career? Ruin your own fucking, why would you over, you know what? People today is like this. They are motherfuckers. They quit to talk about some shit you did. But these motherfuckers won't ever bring to the light shit they did. They won't do that shit. That's some real shit. Leave Tyler Perry alone. If you're going to ruin his career, why don't you come out the motherfucking closet and expose your own fucking self? Let's know what the fuck you had and you done did. I'm sick of that shit. Some people are just quick to ruin your careers. Motherfuckers just get thrills off of seeing motherfuckers get canceled. Doing bad. They was doing good. They want to fuck shit up. Ain't that some shit? Shit is crazy, man. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? This is some crazy shit. You know what? Let me get... I'm looking at my list here. Oh, yeah. Erica Dixon got online and she was checking motherfuckers about talking about Scrappy. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, on social media ain't nothing but two-faced motherfuckers. I said, where are the women at who was throwing shade at Scrappy? I didn't see them motherfuckers nowhere in the comment section on Instagram. But they were quick to say some shit about him when he was talking about his baby mom, you know, his wife, all that shit. They was quick to defend Bambi. They were quick to do that shit. But soon as Erica Denson said something defending Scrappy, them motherfuckers went nowhere to be found. I didn't see them coming for her, was they? No. See, it's on social media, ladies and gentlemen, it ain't nothing but a bunch of two-faced motherfuckers. Weirdos. They quick to throw shit out of man until his woman, ex-woman, would ever defend him. Then the motherfuckers are quiet like church rats, mice, crickets, quiet to the motherfucker. They ain't got shit to say. Then, ain't that some shit? So it takes a black woman to defend her man for you motherfuckers to shut the fuck up? Yes, I see so. I see that. Yes. Man, this shit is crazy on social media. It ain't nothing but a bunch of nonsense promoted motherfuckers, dumb motherfuckers. You know, that's all it is on social media. People quick to throw shade. Then these motherfuckers get all humble when somebody as a black woman step up and defend they man, whatever, friend, whatever. You know, it's a lot of weirdos on social media, folks. For real. All right, folks, let me go down my fucking list here, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? There was a football player, ladies and gentlemen. He was, he had charges that were dropped against him. It was rape allegations. You know, he was falsely accused of rape, and all the charges were dropped. I'm like, wow, congratulations, that's what's up. But you know what? Black women and women in general are the only ones who can falsely accuse any man of rape and get off scot-free, get away with it, without getting no type of repercussions, no motherfucking jail time, no charges, no nothing. I'm tired of that shit. That's a serious charge. And all you motherfuckers like, oh, okay, he didn't do it. Do you got white people going, oh, good luck. Oh, he didn't do it. We're going to sign him to a new contract in the NBA. NFL. He didn't do it. He was falsely accused. So we're just going to forget about it. I am so sick and tired of it. Women, black women, any of the motherfuckers can falsely accuse a man of rape and get away with it. Women can always do that shit. They need to start getting some jail time, prison time. Why would you lie over some serious shit like that? Now you motherfuckers just gonna turn your head. Like it's okay, huh? Ain't this about a bitch? If it was the other way around, I bet a man would be held accountable with some jail time and charges. Why would you falsely accuse a man of rape? I get tired of that shit. Let me say it to make it perfectly clear. Y'all like to say women got it hard. Bullshit. Y'all say women got it harder than men. That's some bullshit. Because y'all motherfuckers, women in general, get too many motherfucking passes. They can falsely accuse any man of rape and get away with it. Where are they fucking charges at? Where are they jail time at? Nowhere. They get too many fucking passes. For instance, a man, say if he fucked around with some little kids or some shit, that motherfuckers get buried under the prison cell, the jail cell. He had to register as a sex offender, right? Let a woman, a grown-ass woman, fuck with little boys and they minors. She gets a fucking pass. Have you ever heard of a woman getting registered as a sex offender? No. You don't even hear about that shit. You don't hear about them doing prison time over that shit. You don't hear about them doing any jail time over that shit. That's some crazy shit, y'all. Women get a pass at any motherfucking thing, at every damn thing. Scandalous shit. We just cover it up. But when it's a man, it's world motherfucking wide on TV and the newspaper. Let a woman do the same thing as a man does, you don't hear shit about it. I'm tired of that shit. I think women should be held accountable just like men. That's all I'm saying. Stop playing favoritism just because a motherfucker got a pussy. We gonna overlook they scandal. We ain't got shit to say about it. I'm sick of that shit. That's some real shit, ladies and gentlemen. Women can easily accuse any man of rape, false allegations, and get away with it with no time, no charges, no nothing. I'm tired of that shit. They should need to be accountable. They need to start taking lie detector tests. And if you don't want to take it, you must be a motherfucking liar. Got something to hide. That's some real shit. So let's stop all the lying lies, falsely accusing men of rape. That's some serious shit. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostess, Mr. Kelly. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Until next time, folks, I'm out. Peace.